11 weeks after students at the only vocational high school in Boston found themselves without classes to attend at the start of the school year, outraging parents and community leaders, school administrators believe they're now largely back on track. Teacher vacancies have all been filled, and students are immersed in 19 different trade programs. But, as WBUR's Dolores Handy reports, bringing new leadership and direction to Madison Park High School remains a work in progress.
Just go up as far as you feel comfortable today, okay? So you're climbing better. You want to try to keep your butt, everything in line.
Vincent Fanuelli is in his 13th year teaching carpentry at Madison Park. He reviews safety techniques on extension ladders with high school juniors.
That's it. Nice job.
You notice, coming down, try to stay in the center of that ladder.
This is a big change from the first week of school when scheduling confusion led to a school walkout. It took 2 weeks to sort out the problem that had students spending their days in the cafeteria instead of in classes. By that point, the headmaster, who failed to fill all the teaching vacancies, in part because she'd only received authority to hire teachers weeks before the start of the school year, resigned. She had not completed the required certification process for principals. Retired school administrator Al Holland stepped in for her on a temporary basis.
We got the school operating as a normal career technical high school. I think there's a lot of work that has to be done in terms of making sure that the academic and the career tech sides come together.
But there are some successes already on display at Madison Park High School. In a partnership with Youth Build Boston and the Carpenters Union, Madison Park seniors are building a house from the foundation up in Roxbury. Teacher Vincent Fanuelli says it is a first for Madison Park's carpentry program.
It's a dream come true for us. For 12 years, that's been our goal. And so even though there has been this ups and downs, there has been progress towards that authentic work piece. It's been unbelievable.
In part because these students will all be eligible to enter the union.
When they start out in the Carpenters Union, their whole package for the half of the year is about $22 an hour. As they progress, after 4 years, their whole package is $68 an hour. It's a great deal. And right now, Boston is booming in construction.
To continue moving forward, acting headmaster Al Holland says school officials now have to address leadership at the school.
With good leadership, the problems that currently besiege Madison will go away. The students want to achieve.
To make sure that happens, the Boston Public Schools Department is actually looking for two leaders. In addition to a headmaster, Holland explains Madison Park will get an executive director to focus on the school's training mission.
A new executive director who will be responsible for Madison Park, and then bringing on a new headmaster that will be in charge of the day-to-day responsibilities.
School officials say they expect to name the executive director in the next month or so. In addition to hiring a headmaster, Holland says, the executive director will have to immediately address the school budget.
Most career technical high schools have a budget range from $18,000 to $15,000 per student. When you calculate Madison's budget, is under normal career technical high schools programs.
That's because, in spite of the higher cost associated with vocational education, the Boston Public Schools Department has been using the same budgeting formula it uses for all other city schools. The school department is addressing that by adding nearly $3 million to the Madison Park budget this year. And a spokesman says Interim Superintendent of Schools John McDonough is committed to an additional increase in the next school year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.